The federal government shutdown has rolled into its third week, and so far many New Jersey residents haven't been directly impacted, but that could change soon. Last night on WHYY's Ask Governor Murphy show, the governor said if the shutdown doesn't end soon, food stamps and WIC, the Women, Infants, and Children program that provides supplemental food and breastfeeding support to low-income women and their babies, could run out of funding.
It feels like almost an annual event. It's a kind of a Keystone Cops scenario, or Groundhog Day, maybe better yet. We keep seeing the same scene.
Democrats and Republicans haven't been able to agree on short-term spending plans to keep the government running. The dispute centers on tax credits that Democrats want renewed to help millions of Americans afford health insurance. Residents of Camden and nearby towns got a chance at a fresh start this week thanks to a special fair sponsored by J.P. Morgan Chase and the city of Camden. WHYY's Kenneth Burns tells us more.
The expungement fair at the Melandra Hall Community Center was an opportunity for people who qualified to have convictions or charges cleared from their record. Elizabeth Gallagher with the Volunteer Up Legal Clinic says many of the people who came to the event heard about it through word of mouth.
I've interviewed a number of individuals who have said, oh, a friend saw this on social media, or my cousin saw this on social media and told me I should check it out.
It takes time to process expungements. New Jersey Deputy Public Defender Stephen Hunter says the county prosecutor reviews every request. Ideally, a decision should take up to 60 days.
But unfortunately, that just hasn't happened because of resource issues between the different county prosecutors. And each county's different.
Hunter adds improvements to the process have been made in recent years. From Camden, New Jersey, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.
Fairly sunny skies over Philadelphia at this hour. Right now, 71 degrees, quite comfortable outside. Overnight, clear skies and temperatures getting down into the mid-40s.